Colin McFadden, you've been on this occasion before with Donegal as a player and now as part of a backroom team and part of the Donegal management. What's it like being part of this group winning an Ulster title?
It's great today. The Ulster final day is always a special day, and you know, coming in there today, as Patrick alluded to in the speech, I've never seen crowds like it. I was saying to the Jimbos across the way, I says, I don't think there's crowds to get in the street when we were coming up. There's just Donegal people everywhere, and you know, I'm delighted for the players. They're a great bunch of lads, and they put in a serious amount of work, and you know, it's a great day to be a Donegal man or a woman or a child, and you know, it's just brilliant for them.
Martin McHugh was emotional last year, having the way the championship ended, and he was emotional with us there again, because the whole thing has turned 360 in a year, so it has, in 12 months. And one thing that he kept saying was the character that this group have showed the whole way through the championships, and the way it panned out, and having to come from 3 down against Tyrone a couple of occasions, 4 down today, and to show the nerve and the penalties. Everybody's so proud the way it's panned out.
They're showing massive character, and you know, I suppose, you know, we've watched these teams at Donegal over the last couple of years, and we know there's good players and good team there, and you know, the resilience they're showing this year, I think, in the league final, they went a point down later on against Armagh. They bounced back and won it late, as you said, in the Tyrone game. Good character, and then to go 4 down the day in the second half. We didn't score maybe the first 10 or 15 minutes.
Did you think it was gone then?
No, I didn't think it was gone, no. I suppose I was getting worrying if Armagh tagged on any more scores, I would have been worrying, but I think it was Niall O'Donnell made a pop a monster score, maybe followed up with another one after it. And, you know, his characters like that, and with them all over there, with a lot of different threats in the team that can't step up in the big occasion. So I think just, you know, the longer the game went on, then the more confident I was, but it was a nerve-wracking day, but delighted to get over the line and end up.
Listen, it's busy down here, so it is in front of the stand, but it means so much to everybody, and you have to enjoy this, you have to celebrate it when it happens, because it doesn't come around too often.
You do, surely. And it's, you know, it's 2 years ago we were watching Derry and celebrating here, and it's nice to have the Anglos help back again, and the boys work really hard for these moments, and it's nice to see everyone celebrating it, and you know, tears in a lot of eyes, tears of joy, but it's a great time, so hopefully now we can push on in a few weeks' time as well.